From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It turns out that the new senator from Illinois did try to raise money for former Governor Rod Blagojevich. This news from Roland Burris himself, amid a new focus on his path to the U.S. Senate. Even as he revises his story, Burris still denies any wrongdoing. But Burris does admit that the former governor's brother asked him to raise money for the governor and that he tried to do so. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us from Chicago. And Cheryl, why don't you walk us through the timeline here? This contradicts what Roland Burris has previously said about his appointment.
Well, Roland Burris has said all along there was nothing untoward about his appointment. And you may recall, Melissa, that this all started in late December when former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich selected Roland Burris to fill the seat that was vacated by President Barack Obama. People were upset about that. They said any selection would be tainted since Blagojevich faced several corruption charges, including being accused of trying to sell that Senate seat. People fought the Burris appointment until he took certain steps, including appearing before the Illinois House Impeachment Committee last month. And that's where he denied that there was any hint of impropriety about his selection. He did not indicate during that time that he was ever hit up for campaign donations. And he said there was no exchange between him and Rod Blagojevich for the Senate seat. And here's what he had to say during that committee meeting.
That there was nothing legal. What were the 3 points?
The 3 points were legal.
Legal.
Personal.
Personal.
Or political.
Or political exchange for my appointment to the seat.
There was no conversation, none to that effect, no quid pro quo, none of that.
Absolutely, positively not.
Okay, that was Roland Burris under oath before the Illinois House last month. What's he saying now?
Now the senator acknowledges attempting to raise money for Governor Blagojevich. He filed an affidavit with the committee, which was made public this past weekend. In it, he says he made some contact with Blagojevich aides about the Senate seat. But it all depends on when the fundraising occurred. Today, he's been making rounds around the state trying to find out the concerns of constituents, and he refused to answer questions from reporters today, but he did so last night. And that's when he said he indeed did try to raise money for the governor, but before Barack Obama was elected president and before Governor Blagojevich was considering making a Senate appointment. Senator Burris said it was a routine fundraising call from the governor's brother. The governor's brother was Blagojevich's chief fundraiser. And here's what Senator Burris said last night.
I talked to some people about trying to see if we could put a fundraiser on. Nobody would said, no, we aren't giving money to the governor. So when the brother called me back, I said, well, look, Rob, I can't raise any money for my friends.
But the senator said he suggested that, you know, he might try to do it some other way. But Burris insisted, though, that he never raised money or tried to when the governor was considering whether to appoint anyone, and especially him, to the Senate seat that Barack Obama had held.
Well, what's the reaction there in Illinois to this shifting version of events from Roland Burris?
Well, it's been sort of over the map. There have been calls for Senator Burris to resign. A Republican lawmaker says Senator Burris simply lied to the committee. Congressman Bobby Rush, who was a staunch Burris supporter, says he's concerned about whether the senator has been completely truthful, but he's waiting to talk to him about that. In the meantime, Democratic leaders of the Illinois House have sent over the documents, including the Burris testimony, to the county state's attorney, presumably to see whether or not there is any indication that Senator Burris committed perjury.
Okay, NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.